supposed to be taping.
Hey!
I'm obsessed with the mixed nuts in the room.
Let's see, there's about five of us.
Five mixed nuts. We have five mixed nuts.
Can I be pistachio?
Would you like a pistachio?
No, I just want to be a pistachio.
Oh, Liv, Kim's daughter Liv, made some mixed nuts here. Oh, and they're fantastic. I like the festive jars you gave me.
Yeah, thank you. You can recycle it.
We have GlossyCast 165. We have, this is December 27th. This is probably the last podcast for 2015. We banged out probably more this year than we've ever banged out in any other year.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to, when we come back from vacation in January, we'll probably be doing two or three a week.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm really excited for that.
Wow. It's ambitious.
But it's fun. It's slow down the dock, so
yeah.
There's nothing.
200 in no time.
There's not much more fun things to do.
Fun. We have to do something special for 200.
We did something for one.
Let's project 200. Three a week. Say 12. Say 12, because when I'm away, we don't do them so much. So 12 a month. 12 to 48.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're talking about probably 30, March.
35. So 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. Probably March.
March. Ooh, we'll be on the other side.
I think that we should contact Cape Ann TV and do that. Do the 200th at Cape Ann TV, because they're very generous with us with that. Oh, they actually,
we did one. Didn't we do one?
Did a couple there, but they wanted us to have a weekly thing, but when they put, made that suggestion, it was like right at the, like when things got really insane down the dock and it was impossible to, but we're going to do that. We got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, they liked us that much.
You gonna, maybe we should introduce us all.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. We have Kim Smith here.
Good morning.
We got Alicia Cox over here with a big Wonder Woman coffee mug.
I love it.
48-ounce coffee cup.
I think
with Wonder Woman. We got Leslie Heffron's going to be giving us the art run later on. And Donna Adesoli from Stella
Mills. I'm here.
She's getting better. She says she's
I am.
Better.
Ooh, that just cracked. My knee that just cracked.
She's cracking.
The knee just are.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Is it?
So, Donna, give us a quick update. Two sentence update on the leg.
It's going better. It just made a crack noise.
But it's getting better.
I still have to have it aspirated, but. It's going to be, it's better.
Better.
Turned the corner.
All right. Wow. That's good.
That's wonderful.
I like your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is the plunge for Pete Freitas at Good Harbor Beach. They got a crappy day. Oh, it could be worse.
Right,
it could be worse. It could be snowing.
It could be below freezing. It's like in the 40s.
I don't know if I would rather have it sunny and 37 degrees or misty and rainy and damp and 45 degrees. I think I'd go with the sunny. And
if the sun is out, you don't feel as
cold. It's not as
cold
chilly.
And depressing.
Once you get damp and cold,
water.
It's lights out. Is anybody going to go cover that? Cause
I'll try.
It's kind of a huge deal.
I'll go try.
It's kind of a huge deal.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome
Should
if
be
you
able
could.
To.
I would appreciate it. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Very sweet of you. We are expecting the first snowfall Tuesday.
1 to 3 inches.
Hmm.
Blow it off your car.
Who are you describing? 1 to 3. Poor guy.
Oh my goodness.
Poor guy. No,
bless
but
his heart.
Anybody that is excited for snow can go screw.
I am.
Go screw.
As long as
go
it,
screw.
We haven't had, as long. Because
I like
now
it.
We only have January, February, and maybe March, and that's it. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with living in New England.
Last year we had one snow in December.
And then
it started in November.
It was one little thing went away, and then it was like
January 24th,
like the third week in January. I remember sitting in this very spot saying, "Wow. We got it made now because there's only a couple months left." I remember saying that. I remember this being a podcast topic.
Nothing. Like last year, it started in November and then again in December and then again. We haven't had anything.
We haven't even had enough of a freeze to kill off the bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
If we get buried together,
I don't care. We can get buried in 3 months as long as we're not buried in like and seeing
five
it for five. I'm
yeah.
cool.
I'm okay
with
it too.
Last
I'm
year was compressed
that.
Into such a short period.
It
was
it
so
was, but
miserable.
It felt like
oh
forever.
My God, it was fun. Oh
I kept
my
saying,
God.
Bring it on, bring it on.
I said bring it on for the first three snowstorms. And then after that, yes. I relented and I was like.
And it was really cold last year too. So mm-hmm. not only did we get the
yeah.
snow November and December, but
it was
like 30. It was
very cold.
It was very, very, very cold. So we literally, we had like 5 months of real winter.
And it was very dry
so
and
I'm
cold.
I'm okay with getting buried for just 3 months.
I think everybody here has short memories. If you
well,
say
I liked it, even
well,
though it was
it
up
too.
To my waist.
I liked it too.
You liked it too?
You know I liked it.
I liked it too.
I was suicidal by
I know you were.
Because you're shoveling.
I started out with such a great attitude. I really did last year.
If you weren't shoveling, maybe you would like it a lot more.
Well, I turned the corner and said, I am fucking done shoveling. Because I took it on. I'm like, I'm not even going to have my house plowed out. I'm going to shovel out my house.
That's stupid.
Yeah. And then,
there's your big mistake.
Then I came around. I got the kids now. I'm going to do that that project again, the snow shovelers and people that want to get shoveled out, link people up by a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that will happen. It's a great resource. People that used it love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
do that.
Kids can get out and make some money.
I used to make
exercise.
So much money when I was little. I used to go door to door.
We all did it. The
what
kids
was,
today
so
are soft. They're soft, these kids. They're soft.
The parents' fault.
Are your kids,
exactly.
are your kids out shoveling? Are your kids
blame.
Out shoveling?
Tyler would be, yeah.
Alex,
did you do it last year?
I don't know. He's over at my mother-in-law's all the time because that's where all the kids are, and all the kids just go everywhere. But around my mother-in-law's neighborhood, you do see, you know, kids
yes.
or teenagers shoveling and going from place to place. I don't, you know, not too much around, but I see it in my mother-in-law's.
We don't have a lot of kids in my area.
Yeah, in your area. Alex?
You know, most of them have gone off
so
to
my
college.
Kids want to make money, so my kids
yes.
would do something, you know, like
and
that.
And I think
but
it's a good idea.
Kids today are just...
All right, well, we'll see who signs up.
I had a kid that came with his dad to shovel my condos complex, and he was shoveling. The dad was plowing, and he made $2,000 in 1 week.
Wow.
Leslie,
the kid.
Did you sign
That's
up for
awesome.
That thing? Did you participate in that?
No, our condo has a contract
okay.
with somebody in London.
I was wondering. I heard
but
from a bunch of people
it.
That
did
like
it.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
a
great
idea.
That was
yeah.
tremendous.
Definitely
for that
do
young
it.
Kid.
That's how my brother started.
The people don't, so for the people don't know, we put last year when things were getting really hairy and the plow guys couldn't keep up, we put out people could send me their information if they were willing to plow, you know, and I said, right. give me, you know, what areas you're willing to go to, plow or shovel, and people that wanted to get plowed or shoveled
out
right. give me your information and we'll match you up
yeah.
and stuff like that.
As
so.
Long as the kid
that
could
a
walk
great,
to
right.
where they were in
right.
the neighborhood
right.
you can
right.
walk.
That was a
sure.
great idea. It's really good.
Donna, you're 1 hour at a time gang. What's going on there?
Well, we're going to, you know, we're probably going to take our break for the winter because it does get tough when the weather gets icky. But we still, if I look in Saturday's looking like a good day, we'll find another spot to go. And we have done a lot this
oh,
year.
It's, oh.
I mean...
Has the group expanded?
Oh, my God. It's like taking off with legs.
How many people show
How
up?
How many people?
I don't think, Leslie. Sometimes 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes 15.
Wow, that's awesome.
And all age groups.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just
and you guys
a 60-year-old is out there anymore. There's people even older than us.
People bringing their kids.
And the people, especially if we do it on the beach. Sean Nolan, we also had the kids do, the Cub Scouts did Niles Beach.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So, and that's a safe, you don't want the little kids on the main roads.
Right.
But you know, we've covered things like
Sean Wallace Nolan's from Magnolia, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he came over and did Niles Beach?
He's awesome.
He's awesome. I agree.
He's
I
been doing
him.
It with
yeah.
us for,
yeah.
Props to Sean
for
Nolan.
The whole,
yeah.
at least a year now, and Leslie and
And
Melissa.
He's your city councilman.
Yes, he is now.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get the message out. And when people see us, we did it the day of the Middle Street Walk. And it was good because people were watching us and they were saying thank you to us. and I wanted to say, grab a bag and go into your yacht. But grab a bag. But now there's a city ordinance about cigarette butts.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a fine if you throw it on the ground.
That's right.
That's great.
And I tell them anyways, Rick says, you're going to get in trouble.
Well, I was going to bring it up. Smokers, I read this article today, and it was, smokers beware, new green economy laws approved by the Italian Parliament on Tuesday will see those caught flicking their cigarette butts on the ground slapped with fines.
Yay.
And it says, both inconsiderate chewers who spit their gum onto Italian streets and coffee drinkers who scrunch up their receipts and throw them onto the floor will be fined between 30 and 150, I guess those are euros. Yeah, that's the euro symbol. That's a lot of money. So that's good.
I think it's, you know, and they're going to come up, we're going to...
You don't necessarily equate Italy with being the cleanest of nations either. I mean, I've been there.
Right, yeah.
And some of the cities were actually immaculate. Like Rome was way cleaner than people had said that Rome was going to be before I got there.
Yeah.
Naples was a fucking shithole. When I say shithole, driving through Naples from the train station to the airport looked like... If you would have blindfolded me and told me where I was, take a blindfold off, and I couldn't hear people's dialects, and you said you are in war-torn Iraq, I would have totally accepted that.
Wow.
It was
what a shame.
Such a dump.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, trash and blowing everywhere in the main streets, you know?
Wow. Venice used to be like that. When I went to Venice when I was 16, I remember being a little appalled with the trash in the water. But now it's much better over there.
I'm dying to get back to Italy. I am dying to get back there. We got a bunch of restaurant talk to talk about. We have two sisters. Alicia brought this up.
They never closed. So we had talked about this past summer how they had a hard date, that they were going to close on November 30th. You know, they were moving on, whatnot, but they're not. And Patty is there with her sister, and they're still running things. And Patty is, she's been there for, 20 years probably.
Yeah.
Has to be. I mean, I was there, you know.
I stopped going there because I thought that they got kicked out, and I was like, well, I feel bad for them. I'm not going to go there.
No,
they're still there. So
they're there, you know, they are alive and well there. All right. So,
there you go.
They serve a great breakfast.
They're
amazing.
Great.
They're amazing.
Craig Kimberly highlighted on a blog there.
Benedict's.
Was it Irish Benedict?
Yeah.
And I had it.
Homemade bread.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
The homemade bread's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, everything about them, they're just awesome.
I'm a fan of Zeke's right now. Zeke's is my go-to.
I like Zeke's.
I haven't been there yet.
There's so many good... I hate highlighting just one.
Yeah.
Because there are so... Man, Willow Rest.
George's.
Oh, Kim is dying to talk about more
Morning
Glory.
Glories. Did
I never go there for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't either, but Liv and her friends like going there. So, and it's great. It's right there on the water.
Yeah.
It's so charming. And the food is really, really, really good.
Yeah.
George's too, right on the boulevard.
Right on the boulevard next to the ice cream place.
Fort Square.
Okay.
Fort Square.
I was
Cafe.
Turned on to because of you. Good Joey. So.
But I love George's. I love
Sugar Mags. George's.
Sugar,
I mean, there's
Mags.
So many
Sugar
of these
Mags.
Places.
See, now you...
We're stupid. I mean, we're filthy. Sailor Stands in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're
yeah.
filthy with awesome breakfast places, which is one of my favorite
and if,
things.
And
see.
If any of those people are open on New Year's Day, please use your social media. Because every single person that we just named all have a Facebook, and I follow them all. And they're not... They don't keep... The only one that really keeps up, really, honestly, daily... is George's.
Yeah.
But
really?
I think that's a huge miss that most of these breakfast restaurants are missing. They're not updating their Facebook. They're not updating their social media. And I can't find when they're, you know, open on a holiday or not or whatnot. And for New Year's Day, it's one of the busiest days of the year. So first of all, if you're closed on New Year's Day, probably not the greatest move. But if you are, then you need to capitalize on that.
Right.
Hello, it's in like how many days? Like three or four days, something like that.
Right.
So.
Put it out there that you are open. Please do that.
You were going to talk about the brunches, too.
Like, yeah.
No.
So, I don't know if you want to move to that.
We had one other thing, restaurant news to talk about. Cacciatore's, they put up a sign last week that they had been closed a couple weeks ago. And new sign up there says it's going to be AJ's on the harbor. And the J, very cool, Kate pointed this out yesterday, they made it into like an anchor. So, on the
assembly. It's a very tiny sign.
Of course Kate would notice that.
I don't know who ate, I don't, yeah, it is big, tiny.
It's a very tiny sign. It's just a, Catch a Tourist is still.
It's just a piece of printer paper.
Yeah.
That is on there. It'll be. I don't know who the AJ is. I'll have to find out and see if they're planning to do anything different.
Be, or who they are.
Or who they are.
Or what
I know one AJ, and I don't know if he is the restaurant.
Is it A and J?
No, it's A and J King Bakers and Bakery. And
I don't know if I thought I saw.
Oh, maybe it could be. I don't think so.
Well, that would be cool.
So that's news coming up. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And Alicia, was that this morning you put this list together?
I put it together, but I haven't posted it yet because my post time is 3.
You have something scheduled for 3.
Yeah.
But why don't you explain what you did, which is awesome. And I'm going to keep this sticky to the top of the blog right through New Year's.
So New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is my favorite time of the year. So every year, I always want to know what's going on in the city because I do not like driving on New Year's Eve. I don't trust other people on the road, mm-hmm. that type of, you know, safety thing. So I'd rather, you know, stay local. And so every year, I try to find something to do, huge into dinner. So what I did was the people who are, that use their social media and their websites, I was able to find what they're doing on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. So some of the highlight, there's some major things going on. So like Mile Marker One is doing an awesome, their second family fun night, and they're doing free swimming and party favors for the kids at midnight. So I think that's genius.
They do.
And I'm really bummed. I really wish my kids were, you know, younger or had that when my kids were younger because that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Latitude is actually doing a huge thing on New Year's Eve, and 20% of their ticket sales are actually going to Gloucester Education Foundation.
Yep.
Oh, that's tremendous.
So that's something different, you know,
tremendous.
So I thought.
Yep.
And
well, Hannah's doing the Price Fix menu for $45.
Oh, wow.
Three course, which is we had it on a regular night, and they didn't pump the price up for New Year's Eve, which I find unbelievable because we were there like on a Tuesday night, and I've said this, I had an over the top incredible meal, and this one appetizer that I got was the most delicious thing I ate in 2015, roasted dates with some kind of creme thing underneath them, and Kate and I both were just, every bite we took, we're just looking at each other. We're both looking at
You're
each other.
Saving
we're just,
it.
We're just like, oh my God, oh my God. It was just that good. But wait, I'll do the rundown because you may have missed something. But Alicia put this list together, and any restaurants that are not on this list yet, submit your stuff to her.
Or just tell me that you submitted it to your social media or your website so I can link it, because that's what we do.
What's your Facebook username?
I have my Twitter is public, but
okay,
not
Twitter
my Facebook.
What? So on Twitter,
so
you
my
what?
Twitter, what's my Twitter? ALI4416. I mean,
ALI4416.
Yeah, find me on Alicia Unleashed. All my stuff is there.
Right.
And also
comment on my post. That's
comment,
what I said.
Right. Comment on her on the post and say, we're doing this. Check out our Facebook page for more information.
Yeah, that's
and then, and then
I'm going to update it.
And then Alicia will go to your Facebook page, get the information, and provide a link on this post so that you can be included in her awesome New Year's Eve and New Year's Day rundown, which is awesome.
Tremendous.
Love it. I'll put that on Cape Ann Eats as well. I'll just copy it over to there.
I think a lot of people, if they can access that information easily, you will go out.
Yeah.
You'll find something to do. You can sit at home.
Yeah, we're doing passports. So I'm going to run down her thing. New Year's Eve. Second annual family fun night at Mile Marker One. She has the link. LAT43 New Year's Eve party. 20% of the ticket sales go to Gloucester Ed Fund. Ohana New Year's Eve special. Three course dinner, $45. If you want the wine pairings to go with the dinner, it's $80 per person. Foreign Affairs New Year's Eve dinner. Downtown Rockport New Year's Eve. Rockport does this. Oh. Give Me Sound has Peter and Vicky's thing, has all the different acts that are
that night
that night in Rockport. New Year's Rockin' Eve, I think they call it. I'm pretty
This year, when I found it, it just said downtown, Rockport
okay.
thing.
So they're doing a big thing. Gloucester doesn't do a big New Year's Eve thing like Rockport does, which is surprising to me.
We have to stop that.
New Year's Day, Katrina's is having a brunch. Foreign Affairs is having a brunch. We haven't got anything from anybody else. Oh, Donna says 525.
Yeah, so now I'll have to go, and I'll go in and add 525.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we got that going.
So I'm still waiting because Franklin usually does something on New Year's Eve. I'd be really surprised if they didn't, but they usually do. And Passports, I know they do stuff on New Year's Eve because I've been there for the past 3 or 4 years. And but they haven't posted anything. So those are just speculations that they're doing something.
I talked to her.
I know Duckworth has something, but they're already sold out.
Yeah.
I gotta get into the duck.
You should have gotten your Duckworth like a month ago.
Yeah. Love that mushroom soup.
I can't even get in there.
Oh boy.
So good that mushroom soup in there.
Oh, the duck, yeah, mushroom soup is fantastic. So on New Year's Day, speaking of New Year's Day, we will be doing the poll. Donna, are you doing Polar Plunge?
Of course I am.
Donna's in.
Rick's in.
With your knee.
Who? Donna and Rick Adazzoni are in. Eric Lorden is in.
Eric is doing it.
He's done it a bunch.
He's done it before. He was dressed up one
year. He's done it in the past. My nephew BJ is definitely
doing it.
He's
done it before.
I don't know about Amanda. I don't know. I forget if she said she was doing it. I'm doing it.
Is
Kate doing it?
I don't know because she probably isn't. She said she was originally gonna, but we have a wedding. We have to be at a rehearsal dinner that night in Newport. So we have to actually like leave the Polar Plunge, get on the road and go to Newport, which is a little tough. But I like the whole, a big part of the fun is like getting together with everybody afterwards and just reliving the moment, you know?
And watching the faces when we come out of the water. I'm alive!
Alicia, are you going to do it?
No.
You put your water shoes on, you bless yourself, and you go in.
Well, the whole idea, you know, I think the best.
And, don't forget the open door.
And bring, so anybody that is doing the rocket, what time do they say? 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Bring non-perishables for the open door. They last year they a great amount.
600 pounds.
600 pounds of grub for open door.
Yeah.
So you gotta love that. Does anybody? Okay, we're gonna go around and if anybody has New Year's resolutions, Kim, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I do, and that is to I want to do more like strengthening exercises and things like that.
Less walking on slippery rocks.
Well, just more like, just so that when I do fall, I don't like injure myself.
Break everything. Right. Yeah, no, that's a good resolution.
So, yeah, that's my main resolution. Yeah.
Alicia.
I don't really usually have them. Like resolutions, I just try to, you know, make it the best year or, you know, keep positive in that year, and that's all.
I don't usually either, but Leslie, you got anything?
I'd like to just try to do some painting every day.
Okay. Every day? Yeah, that's aggressive.
I would like to.
Very cool. All right.
Continuing with the gym, because I think going to the gym helped me with my knee.
You get better faster.
Because it helped me not feel so... I don't know, like
stiff,
depressed and things like that. Because I wasn't moving around as fast as I usually can.
Yeah.
And I only can dance at a wedding with my shoulders, as the doctor told me, no more on my But I'm trying to relieve anxiety in my life. I think that's one of the things I'm going to try to do.
Relieve anxiety. You know, you always talk about how, you know, your
I
mental state.
Anxiety.
You talk about this all the time.
I do.
But
have
you seem
problems.
Like the most fun loving, lackadaisical person, but you say you have anxiety at the same time.
Oh my God.
It's strange to
suffer.
Me.
Suffer. Suffer. But you have to deal with, you know.
It's a way of
doing right.
You have to deal with your past, and then you go forward, and I'm not. I don't pretend.
Past. We have nothing but sunshine and rainbows in your past.
Oh, I don't. There's a dark side. There was a Darth Vader in my family. No, there's the dark side. No, but you have to deal with it, and I deal with it, and I go to my therapist. I'm not afraid to tell
anybody.
That's
what I'm going to do. You know what? That's what I'm going to do 2016. I'm going to find myself a therapist.
And I'm
gonna, I think I'm going to do that.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know what it does?
You
it
are.
Validates how you feel. Yeah. And it gives you work to do
well,
to make
crazy,
yourself
so
better.
I don't know they're going to validate that. I mean,
yeah.
I go right here.
I'll crazy.
Say I'm crazy. So
I
don't know
too,
what
but when you're crazy isn't a bad thing. It's when you're, you know. There's nothing wrong with going because it gives you... You work on yourself.
Do you worry about... Okay, do you think that there are some people that if they go to a therapist and... So this is what I worry about with a therapist. And I'm not going to a therapist, but I don't... What I worry about with certain people going to a therapist is that certain therapists, if they're not ethical, because they want people coming back to take the money,
oh, absolutely.
They just will agree. If they see what the people want to hear and just feed them into that. And certain people, that's all they want.
Well, that's an
illness. They want a crutch, right? They want a crutch.
And that's an illness in itself.
Right. So if they want a crutch and this... psychologist will give them because that's they're going in there to validate that other their problems come from everywhere else.
Then, but when you get a good therapist, the work starts when you leave the office.
No.
And I have a very good therapist.
You might have a stereotypical point of view.
Yeah.
What your point of view might be something that what you've heard or not stereotypical, like a stigma.
Yeah.
On what therapy or psychologists really are.
It helps.
I think that might be what you're you might have a stigma
have,
on.
I don't
that,
have a
stigma. If
find
I
right
didn't go to a therapist all these years I've been, I wouldn't be what I am.
No.
I mean, we're basically my whole family is siblings, we're very fun-loving people.
Yeah.
But we also have a very difficult time with certain things.
Really?
Oh!
See, I don't see that with you. So maybe the therapist has
done
a great job.
Because one day you and I will chat.
No, it's true. No, it's true.
Right.
So maybe the therapist in her case really did a great job because you seem so awesome and fun.
Is they make me realize that I don't sit on the cactus that made me feel so bad all the time.
There you go.
That was my father. I don't sit on that cactus. She said, don't sit on the cactus.
I hate, that's a problem.
Isn't that a good term?
I love
that
name
term.
Your therapist.
It's a great, you should go to her therapist if you're going to go because that's a great attitude, right?
You don't sit on that cactus.
You have, so there are certain people that I know that they have, they've had tragedies in their life and, you know, you don't want, make light of their tragedies or whatever like that, but sometimes you look at them and you say, I understand that was a terrible thing that happened, but you're fucking up. Everybody around you can only coddle you so much and you have to pull yourself up and move on.
Right.
You have to go
forward.
You know what I mean? Some people want to be the martyr and if, and if they have this therapist that's going to feed them into this, you're
a
victim.
That's what they call
the
bad therapist.
You're a victim, you're a victim.
Bad therapist.
The good therapists want you well. Because I've worked with them. They don't like the draggy downs.
Yeah, right.
They don't want the cloud coming in there.
Yeah.
But the work starts with yourself. It doesn't start with the therapist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, there are days that I'm like, oh, you need to talk to my therapist. And then I'm okay.
Do you feel like you feel a lot better when you're exercising?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the number one
mentally,
thing they tell you.
The endorphins that get the endorphins that get released mentally.
Well, it helps your anxiety.
That and sunlight to me.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You have to
have that.
And that doesn't bother me. I don't mind the dark days. I'm not.
Because you're always outside.
I try, and that's another thing. People who sit around just watching TV.
Bad.
People who hate their jobs. Bad. But, there's always something else you can grab onto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Working out and the creative process of mine. So I was talking. So the other.
Exactly.
I haven't been having good sleep for about a month and a half.
Yeah, that's.
And it's strange to me because I've been working so hard that I'm physically exhausted, but I haven't been having good sleep. And it's.
You could be overtired. Yeah, little kids get
something
overtired.
Going on in your subconscious.
No, but
mind.
So here's the thing. So I've been waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
Call me.
Me too.
So I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. But I used to wake up early in the morning, and I would normally what I like to do is what I think about is not bad. I don't think about bad things. I think about projects.
Yeah.
I think about when I don't have. A creative thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I start. That's what depresses me. If I don't have some And different initiatives going. Like, I swear to God, I start up a new website. I register a new domain every third week. and it's all because, of, you know, it's like it's therapeutic to me, and it's, you know, and I love to create that.
Well, that's very important.
Huh?
Creative.
But it's a problem, and it's a double-edged sword, because then, so I wake up at 3:30 and I have this idea for this project that I want to do, and until I fucking start working on it, my mind is just focused in smoke, you know, until I it comes to fruition.
Keep a piece of paper by your bed and write it down.
I can't. Yeah, certain people don't like movement in the bed, or, you know, like.
Because I write it down.
But aren't you usually working?
Get a Tempur-Pedic bed.
What's that?
Aren't you usually working at the dock at 3:30?
No. I get up at between 3:45 and 4 a.m. for work. Because
that was such a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true. 15 minutes. But you know what, Joey? Also, when you wake up at that time, you know you have to get up in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So you know your brain, and women have that issue. We're all up. We should be, you know, running a night business.
Okay, here's a serious question. This shows my ignorance when it comes to female anatomy and psychoses and stuff like that. But I'm going to ask this, and it's not. I'm going to try not to stereotype or anything like that. This is a true question that I have in my mind. You know how you guys get premenstrual, right? And you go fucking batshit crazy. And like, you, the most irrational shit in the world becomes a fucking mountain of a problem, like, that you're in tears about, right?
Yep.
Here's the question. If you get your shit taken out, right? You get the hysterectomy. Does that go away or not?
No, it actually gets worse.
Yeah. Okay, why? Well, now, what
because
is it? What
just,
is the, what
when
is
you
the
get
thing?
A hysterectomy,
that,
it takes out, like, it. Like. Your horn, like, it screws with your system because.
But is it the estrogen?
Naturally,
what
so then you have to start taking.
Yeah, you have to take something to replace it, especially if you're young.
Yeah,
I think it's part of a natural process.
Yeah, it ages you, especially if you get it done
early.
Because they say
before
the longer,
you're menopausal.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I've
that's
been
a good answer then.
Yeah,
because I'm glad I'm getting this information, because I really didn't know. I remember when I was in high school, my mother. You couldn't spill a fucking glass of milk on the table without her fucking losing her mind, like, batshit crazy. And she finally went on the estrogen. I don't know, is this appropriate? Is she going to freak out? She started taking the estrogen, and fucking suddenly, she went from this psychotic woman. Like, it was a brief period. It really wasn't that long of a time. But as soon as she went on the estrogen...
Well, that
was
probably
fucking
when
normal
was
again.
Menopause.
She was normal again.
That
what?
Was menopause.
That sounds like menopause.
That's menopause.
Okay. Well, okay. Explain the difference.
Menopause will make you grow hair in your face. I'm menopause. Okay. I've been menopausal for a long time. You grow hair in your face.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a beard.
Yeah.
So that's going to make you a little psychotic to start with.
Okay.
You sweat like a pig. All the time.
That makes you angry, though, and upset.
Well, you're like,
and pick
God
fights.
Help me, you're in war.
Does that make you pick fights that shouldn't be there, though?
Well, I'm not that kind of a person, though. I'm not very moody, so. But I remember being in an office, and I'm like, for the love of God, it's hot in here. And then I'm like, God, I'm freezing. And they were like, oh, she's menopausal. But you get kind of.
So what are the solutions?
You're on the edge all the time, a little bit on the edge, and you got to pull yourself back. Oh, yeah.
So what are the.
Watch out, Joey, I'm menopausal.
So what are the solutions for women?
Exercise.
I don't know yet. So
exercise. Laughing about it.
You take your pill. If you take if you go on the pill, that's supposed to smooth out your PMS, right?
It depends. I guess it depends on the person.
Huh?
Depends on the person. I mean, not everyone's going to take a pill. Or do
I don't
you,
want
you
a pill.
Everyone,
I don't take any.
I wouldn't take.
I guess it. You know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah. And I think that if you...
So certain people are more psychotic than others.
I guess. But it's kind of a funny thing when you're with a group of women who are going through menopause. The faces are red because you're having a major hot flash. Then all of a sudden everybody's got their coat on. It's a...
See, I wonder if there's... See, all this money is being spent on cancer research and all this other research, which is money well spent.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about stuff that's going to smooth out a woman from being a nut.
But it's natural. It's a natural process.
And I think the world would be a better place if we could smooth out the premenstrual
stuff. I have a theory that if you're crazy when you're
PMSing... Premenopausal?
Oh, no, not premenopausal. Oh, the just before your period when you go...
So let me reverse this on you. What happens when a guy's always batshit crazy? What excuse do we have for him?
Guys don't want fucking... Guys do not want controversy.
Some guys are worse than girls. Don't even give me that. Guys are so bad.
Are you
going to
tell?
What's their excuse?
Do you think men have hormonal changes?
Yeah, they do.
I think they do.
I think they have less testosterone, and they get beer guts. Listen, men have their old problems, but most men do not want any arguments in their life.
Most sane men avoid controversy, and then it blows up sometimes after, like.
Oh, I would totally agree with that.
You know, they don't want
to. I would agree with that, but like, I think they're. I don't know. I don't want to say anything wrong, but I'm just saying. Would you guys not agree that men, most men, are less dramatic and are like because you know?
I just think they don't deal with it.
Yeah,
they can be dramatic.
Yeah.
They don't say it's things when they want to say.
That's right, and then
it builds
up.
And then all of a sudden the milk falls, and it's all, you know.
Yeah. Something to that. I'll give
it
you
goes
that.
Like this, and then there's a tiny little issue, and then everything is
and
like.
And finally, at the breaking point, is what it is.
Yeah, we're
it's
women.
The straw that, it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
But we're women.
Like, I fucking can't fucking swallow this pill any fucking more. That's it.
But women do it on, you know,
on a steady basis. It's called nagging.
But we handle it as it happens. poor husband lived with 5 women.
Can we talk about my meat?
We did earlier.
How beautiful is that big piece of meat over there?
Over there. Why is it still over there? Why is it not in the smoker?
Because the timing was off. I couldn't put it in the smoker because it was going to be done right in the middle of the podcast.
So how many hours is it going to take?
That's not going to be long. It's going to be about 3.5 hours start to finish when it hits the smoker.
So what kind of meat is that?
That's a New York strip roast loin.
Okay.
That's what they call it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is. I had one
quite
2 weeks ago.
Who got to try it?
Anybody?
Well, I've been here.
You missed
week,
it because
so.
You guys left, right? It was on the smoker and you guys didn't stick around?
You served us. What did you serve us a couple of weeks ago?
That was the pork.
Emerson was here.
Yeah, that was pork.
That was bananas.
This is huge, though.
Yeah.
I know,
so
it's
you
a
get
big
that
meat.
Piece?
I got a big piece of meat over there.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Bill, you know something that's funny? So, Bill O'Connor, who runs North Shore Kid with his wife, Kelly O'Connor, he turned me on to this cut of meat that was on sale at Stop and Shop last week.
That big of a piece?
Yes, this cut. They were on sale for $4.95 a pound. They're normally $9.95
a
pound. And it wasn't like it was because they're old that they were on sale. They were just having a awesome sale. So he follows the blog. He's really nice. He's a good friend, and he was saying, you know, I've had a gas grill, and you've got me that. Thinking about changing over and going to getting a barbecue. And so, like, the next day, I emailed his wife and said, just in case you haven't got Bill something for Christmas, he's been mentioning that he'd like a grill. And I gave him a whole list of the accessories, like the chimney, the little things. Not, you know,
'cause we know you know it all.
I'm probably talking
to him about 2 hours about what to get for that.
Obsessed. So Christmas morning, he emails me and says, thank you. That was really sweet. She emailed me like the day before, thank you. So that was really sweet of you to think of Bill like that and stuff. And,
So he got
the grill. And so then yesterday, I'm with the girl. I'm at Madeline's soccer game, her second soccer game of the day. And I get a text message, a call from him. I put it directly to voicemail because I was watching the game. Like, you know, and you know how you can have those auto responses that say, can't talk right now, what's up?
Yep.
That just with a flick of a button, that goes out. And he he says, "Oh, the, you know, I'm buying a bunch of these. Will you? Do you want one?" It was the last day of the sale. I said, "Yes, please." And I picked it. So he got it for me.
Nice.
I picked it up on my way back into town, and here we are now with my big piece of meat on the desk.
And so what seasonings did you rub your meat down with?
What's that?
So what seasonings did you rub your meat down with?
I rubbed my meat with a little EVOO. And the first layer of
look at
rub.
Look, Rachel, right? EVOO.
EVOO.
Extra virgin olive oil.
You didn't know that term?
No.
I think
that's
Rachel
Ray
started.
Ray.
Yeah.
Rachel
what planet are you from that you didn't know? You really didn't know that?
No, I don't have a TV. I hate to tell
you. Oh, that's Rachel impressive. Ray. Well, no, you get bonus points for that. That's good. EVOO, coarse salt, and pepper was the first round of seasoning.
Yeah.
And then the second is the rub that I use for everything. The Paul Prudhomme, God rest his soul, just died about a month or two ago. Magic seasoning. And
I wonder if they're gonna.
I use this on everything. What?
They'll still make that, even
what?
Though he's gone.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, the family's
so,
gonna get paid for.
The
family's gonna get paid for that for generations. Believe me.
But the smell, Joey, over here is almost like you want to eat it raw.
You want to eat my meat? It's
raw.
Some of our raw meat.
Raw, by the way.
It's fantastic.
Can we read the ingredients on
that? Yeah, go ahead.
Salt, spices, garlic, paprika, and onion. All natural, no MSG, no preservatives, and gluten-free.
That's all that's in there?
That's all that's in there.
Well, they did say spices.
Spices, right. It says,
so then I can tell you.
Right. They're not giving you your secret. They're secret spices.
Yeah.
But
oh,
it says
secret
spices.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where all the chemicals come in, I bet.
So what is,
no,
what's
spices.
Yeah,
smell it.
So what's cold
secret?
Pressed extra virgin olive oil?
Oregano.
Kim could probably answer that. She wasn't listening to the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just
wondering. What cold.
You're smelling
means.
The stuff that goes on the meat.
Cold pressed extra virgin olive oil.
It's the very first pressing, right? So it's not pressed through heat. It's not the olives aren't. This is what I've always thought it was. I never really looked it up. I just assumed that it was this. The first cold pressing is just, it's not heated to extract it. So it's really like the very best part of the olive. So that's that's what extra virgin olive oil is.
So that would be like the equivalent, like if you had coffee grinds and you ran water through it, it'd be the first pass.
Yeah.
As if someone
the first
would
pass,
like,
but,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool. We never got to my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is yoga. In the new year.
I
am planning to go to. I'll go to two different places because two different places have been really nice to me. Cape Ann Power Yoga and Treetop Yoga.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I
want to
try the Cape
yoga. Man. They're doing yoga. They're going doing a slow flow yoga on
vinyasa
on New Year's Eve, like around 5:30 to 6 or 6 to 6:30, and then they're doing something on New Year's Day.
You know what? I'll look that up, because
yeah.
That would be a good thing
to
do.
I've never been
yeah.
to Cape Ann Power Yoga, but I love
Treetop
Yoga.
Treetop
Yoga
has
yeah.
very good.
Great
yeah.
instructors and nice space, and they usually play music when you're doing yoga.
Nice.
Yoga
is
tough.
Traditionally, that's where
yeah,
I go.
You feel
yeah.
like if you had any issues during the day, they're gone.
Yeah,
they're gone.
Yeah.
You come back. You know how you know how your shoulders are like this
yeah.
all day long.
Yeah,
you come out of there you're like this.
Well, you wish you had a limo to take you home.
I always feel that way after yoga too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so we got that. The
so I got the 99. You can at Treetop Yoga. They probably still have it on their website. For $99, you can get a 12-card class pack.
Okay. Well, that's a good deal.
You have to
yeah.
use it during the month of January,
oh,
so
okay.
you have to commit to doing 12.
That's
so I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
wow.
this and see if I can see how
that
it
is
feels.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
class.
A great incentive.
Yeah, go
yeah.
three. What would that be? Three times a week. Well, that's
yeah.
not unreasonable.
Yeah.
Three times a week for the month. I just want to see. I'm going to start January 1st.
Can you imagine
feel
if you commit
month.
To that?
Three times
listen,
a week.
I want you to take it. Why don't you
yeah.
do a journal? Commit to it, and tell us how. Like, say when you're starting on a scale from 1 to 10, how you feel, and at the end.
Oh, it's amazing!
What,
I did. I committed to two times a week. I did Treetop, the power yoga. They had a 6 a.m. class, 95 degrees. I did it one summer. I committed. I was there two times a week for at least 2 months, and it was amazing. Of how like it was crazy, like when you first started.
Do you remember saying to yourself
like
at the end,
physically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember at the end saying to yourself, oh my God, I feel so great, I never want to stop doing this?
Then,
you remember that? Because we all have these moments when we're in the zone working out, and you feel great, and you say, I can't believe I don't do this all the time.
Yeah.
And then you get off track for some reason or another. So just bring yourself back to that place mentally.
Story of my life, dude. Story of my life.
Right? And then you bring yourself back to that place mentally, and you like get into it and just commit to it. Like, I think what you do when you make it, when you set goals, and that gets you started. Once you get started, it's easy to keep going.
Yeah. And when
just
you have to pay for something, you go.
You go, right. You're
so, it's an incentive, you know?
Cape Ann Power Yoga had some good deals too, so we'd like to put, they both
they
are supporting.
They're doing right now, like the outside, they'll say $10 classes, all levels, all the time. So I think that's what they're pushing. That's what I saw when I went the other day when I was shopping Magic Scarf.
Very good.
So I just have to say one more thing about yoga. I love it so much. Think summer, down on Good Harbor Beach, Elaine O'Rourke, who is one of the teachers at Treetop, does a class on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9. Mm-hmm. Put your mat down on the beach, face the ocean. And then, of course, when you do some poses, you're looking up at the sky or back at the dunes. So you've got this gorgeous vista all around you.
Nice.
The water, you hear the water, the ocean, you hit the gulls, the fresh air. It is the ultimate yoga experience. So put that on your calendar. She does it, you know,
there
I think she starts right after
Fiesta.
No, I think
it might have to
be
melt.
No.
You know how time is what is it called? Before Christ and after Christ or whatever? For me, it's before Fiesta and after Fiesta. That's how my year
That's
goes.
How most people think of it anyway.
That's how my Fiesta goes.
I had a friend post today on Facebook, I can smell the Ambi sausage 6 months until Fiesta.
There you go.
Literally.
I'm down with it. I'm down with that line of thinking. There's been, the snowy owls are back.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple snowy
exciting.
Owl posts this week.
This is a lot of sightings.
I got a feeling that the it must be that just like a lot of these other birds, the populations are, for one reason or another, are just explode. Okay, wait. Let me ask you a question.
I'll tell you why. With snowy
okay,
owls.
let me make my guess, and then you correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
My guess, there's two theories. One would be global warming, which everybody likes to say everything is related to global warming, and then number two. Just healthier populations of other
creatures
and stuff like that. Because
food sources,
because there's less pollution or people are being more earth friendly. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Well, because snowy owls breed in the Arctic tundra, and then so whenever there is a population explosion of lemmings, which is their main food source, then that means that there's a lot of the snowy owls survived through the breeding season. So, and there's not enough food during the winter. So the young juvenile owls are not as good hunters as the adults. So they're the ones that migrate southward. So they're the ones that we're seeing when there's a population explosion of lemmings. So a couple of years ago when we had all those snowy owls that came through our area and then went down as far as
Florida,
and one was even seen on Bermuda, because there was a huge population explosion of lemmings in Quebec. So because they're all over the Arctic tundra, oftentimes they see a lot more snowy owls through the center flyway, but because of this activity in Quebec, we had of the lemming population explosion, we had a lot coming through the east.
What's
so,
a lemming look like? Is that like a weasel?
It's like a little no, it's smaller than that. It's a little rodent, you know,
like
a little
mouse?
Yeah, like a little bit bigger than a church mouse. A little bit church mices have little pointed faces.
You
they
see
have like,
them now.
They have like little rounder.
You see
faces.
Lemmings?
Yeah, we saw one cross the road the other day. That must have been what it was.
Oh, fuck! How do you know
it's a mouse?
How do you know that? How do you know that that's a lemming?
Well, I didn't know. I thought it was just a mouse crossing, and I thought that was odd.
To me, they're all mice or rats. If it's big, it's a rat. If it's small, it's a mouse.
Was.
How do you know it's
a lemming? Well,
do you know? Have you seen one?
Yeah, I've seen. I haven't. I've never actually seen one around here. I've never seen one around here. I don't. I never even thought of it. I know they live up in the tundra. I didn't know
but
they lived down
they're little
here.
Mice. See, we saw this little mouse.
Well,
and I thought
it was
a mouse. Maybe
think,
it was.
I think they're a little bit bigger than that, but you know they're. Yeah. So, anyway, so I'm excited to see what we're going to have this year. If we're going to, I mean, we've already seen quite a few, but I don't know if it's just like one or two that's hanging around. The other thing is they love our area because it's very similar to the Arctic tundra. In the tundra, there's no trees. It's just, you know, big, vast, open areas. And that's why they oftentimes settle around airports. Because they're, you know, just big open areas. Yeah, they love our beaches, you know, dunes.
Dave Joel was about 3 weeks ago, said the snowy owl is back on the state fish pier. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Well, it's probably not the same snowy owl.
Okay, right, I understand. But what he said was they heard a screeching noise.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
And they looked. They didn't have the cameras out. But they looked, and they saw it dive down and grab a rat.
Ooh, cool.
On the state fish pier.
Oh, yeah.
They said it was one of the coolest things he's ever seen.
Well, that's awesome. See, and that makes sense to me. Like, we have, right on the water, we have a lot of rats.
Yeah, yeah. The state fish pier, especially.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So. Paul Frontier says he sees rats over there.
They're
everywhere. They're Rattus norvegicus, the same rat that's everywhere that came into this country.
You see them on the Lake Chasm.
1700s from Europe. They are indigenous.
The big pink tails.
Yeah, they're not indigenous to this area.
They came
on the ships, you know, but now they're everywhere.
They like it. They kind of hide in the rocks.
Especially along the waterfront.
Yeah, because there's all these... There's the riprap. There's all, like, the waterfront is mostly made, you know, when they created these waterfronts and these harbors, 150 years ago, whenever they created them, they used the big stones, the big, a lot of it's a big granite.
Granite.
There's always these little crevices and stuff like that where at low tide, the rats go down and they can, there's all kinds of stuff.
You can watch them.
When you're at the lobster pool, you can see a billion of them.
I don't want to hear that. That is not good.
No, I mean, they're in, you know,
the rocks.
Let's give her an opportunity to correct us, because I'm sure that there are no rats at the lobster pool.
No, they're not there for the restaurant. You're just sitting there and they're all in the...
I told you it was it.
I know. They're all in the... Sorry about that. They're all running in between the granite blocks, like you just said.
They're actually cats.
They're actually cats.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, they're everywhere, all along here.
So Kim, can you see a snowy owl at night? Or do you just hear it?
No,
because I heard you could only see the shadow of the wings on the snow.
No, you can see.
Really
no, they
see.
They hunt during the day. Unlike other species of owls, they hunt during the day. Because think of what it's like in the Arctic tundra. There's like 4 hours of darkness at night, and it's daylight all the time. Mm-hmm. So they're used to hunting during the daylight hours.
So you would see them during the day.
You see them definitely during
the day. Because you do see regular owls in Lake Chasm in Dogtown.
They're at home.
Sorry.
In the kitchen.
No.
Like in Ratatouille.
They're not anywhere near the restaurant.
Well,
they're
I know.
In their own environment. Right. They don't want to be in the restaurant.
Lost a big account right there. Thank you. I was debating. I'm going to pose this question to you guys. I want you to give me your honest feedback. I've had this fucking hard on to get. I had a hard on to get individual, like, really nice mics for us, and then try to find a mixer that I could run the mics through to go into the iPad and the Boss Jog app that I use to tape the podcast. Do you think that is a huge waste of money, and that this audio that we get on our podcast, that through this mic that we're using?
So three mics on one podcast?
Everybody have a mic in front of them, like
a real deal.
Yeah.
You know how loud that would be?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be loud, because you adjust it. You can control it. But do you think the audio is just fine the way it is?
The audio is fine.
I do as well. I think it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. All right. Just made up my mind. I'll just save the money.
Yeah. I think it'd be too much.
I just wanted to tell you, I thought it'd be really fun. It's the end of the year. You know what I mean? Like,
if
it's really fun to each have your own mic and have like a boom arm coming down with like the old school.
I don't know if I need any more emphasis on my voice at all. Yeah. Or,
well, you might get more jobs for, you know.
I know.
Save your money for your kids' Prismacolor pencils.
Yeah.
They used them. So there's that. All right. So I'm hoping, after all that talk about the snow and stuff like that, one of my lobster, Mark Ring's backman, his nephew, Matt Ring, just got a snowblower, and I am hoping that is the thing that will ensure that we don't get much snow.
Yeah, we bought one too.
You got one?
Yeah, we did. So we Murphy's did. Law.
It's right. Like buying an AC and all of a sudden it's like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
The
I
summer.
Want everyone. I want, if that is the thing,
have,
if the thing is
one.
That more people that buy snow blowers, there's less chance for us to get snow. I want everyone to go buy a snow blower. Everyone, please. Go buy a snow blower. Yeah.
Say it's sold out Ace Hardware.
What's that? How about the guy downtown that sells the fixed up ones? They're not downtown, across
yeah,
from Seaport.
Yeah, I don't know if is he still there.
He does. I saw.
Oh,
some
yeah, oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
He fixes
I'm thinking
up
lawnmowers,
lawnmowers.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I
I'm
think
thinking
he
of
sharpens
vacuum
stuff.
Cleaner,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
All right, Leslie. Why don't we get to the art rundown with Leslie Heffron and give shout outs to any places where you get your information to.
Well, I got my information from walking by the gallery at Doodle's Art Emporium, 156 Granite Street in Rockport. It's my neighborhood, so I want to promote that part of the world since it's
yeah.
not
so what's
no
going
travel.
On at Doodle's? They got a special
so
show?
They have a show right now called Morpheus Returns, a winter group show. Morpheus is the Greek god of dreams or sleep. So they have
the morphine that comes from that, I guess, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah, put you into
right.
a deep
yeah.
coma.
Yeah. So the artists represented are Allison Landoni. She runs the gallery. Thomas Philbrook, Skip Montello.
Two Good Morning Gloucester FOBs
yeah.
right there. Skip and Thomas Philbrook sends us
yeah.
the solstice
yeah.
picture
graphics,
that he does
yeah,
to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So Jim Wickey, Ben Wickey, Nancy Jarvis, Seneca Nogello, who I'm
talking
oh,
about.
Seneca.
Pam,
Seneca.
Pam well, Courtley and Law Hamilton. Do you know
oh, yeah, I know her.
And
Law?
Dale Blank. It's a really wonderful show.
Wow.
And it's
all A-listers.
It's going to be closing, and the last day is also a closing reception. And that's on Sunday, January 3rd from 4 to 6. And so you can contact, you can see more about the show on her Facebook page or go to doodlesartemporium.com. But it's definitely worth a trip. It's a little bit, you know, it's around the end of
yeah,
the cape
there,
but...
Yeah, but that cast right there?
Right there,
yeah.
right, exactly.
A-list,
A-list,
yeah. Good
so,
job.
Law
yeah,
Hamilton is wonderful.
She does
great. She's big in the Rockport, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be the same weekend as New Year's Eve in Rockport, so you might as well just stay in Rockport.
All right.
That's really the highlight for this week.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I
have another gallery I'd like to talk about, but I want to do a little more research.
All
right. For it. But it's a very special gallery.
Will you send me a link?
Talk about next week.
Okay, cool.
And I like the name.
Can I mention something about Leslie's? Her beautiful bushel of apples painting was chosen for the MGH calendar. So out of 400 artists, she and 11 others were chosen for the MGH calendar.
That's
so,
huge.
Yeah.
That's really big.
Well, it's not being sold. It just goes
right,
to the patients.
It goes to the patients.
And the family. So if you come in there for treatment, you can get a calendar.
Right.
And your
it's
family
very
can get a
it's
calendar.
It's very special.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So,
send us a link to some of the...
Well, James already... Or did you put
I think
it up?
James
put it up.
James is good like that.
I did. I didn't
yeah.
see it.
That is fantastic.
I read it in the yeah.
Gloucester. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Anyway. That is awesome news.
I hope everybody comes down to Rockport sometime during New Year's Eve.
I got a wedding.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I know you're going to list a lot of things going on.
Yeah, whatever's going to be going
yeah,
on.
So
yeah.
you can just run around and do everything.
Yes, I'd like to actually...
We always do.
In closing, I'd like to do another reminder to the restaurant owners or the people that do the marketing for restaurant owners. If you have something going on for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, go find Alicia's post that's at the top of Good Morning Gloucester. Leave a comment saying, we're doing this. Check out our Facebook page and leave her a link, and she'll find it and add it to this post that we have sticking to the top of the blog. Polar Plunge at Rocky Neck at 11 o'clock on New Year's Day.
Bring food.
Bring your perishable goods. And I hope everybody has a fantastic 2016. We'll see you in 2016.
Yeah.
Gloucester Cast.
Thank you all.
165 in the books.